Hey, Fit Friends, quick shout out to today's sponsor, Milton's. At my house, we are hooked on their cauliflower crust pizzas. They are deliciously thin and crispy, made from premium ingredients and ready straight out of the oven in just 15 minutes, making them so convenient for a quick and easy meal that everyone will enjoy. And I have some exciting news for all of you. They're inviting our listeners to sign up to receive free Milton's pizza. Check the show notes for more details on how you can receive Milton's pizza to share with your friends and family at no cost to you. All right, team, on to the show. I am great with structured discipline, but I feel like intuitive eating has absolutely no structure, and I'm never able to tell when I'm actually hungry or if I'm actually full. I am trying so hard to allow my body to tell me what to eat, when to eat, but I'm eating constantly. I don't feel healthy. This is an actual insert from a client application that I received recently. And I want to talk about today how you absolutely can have structure with flexibility when it comes to your health goals. A lot of people think intuitive eating and a non-diet approach is just letting go of the reins, saying F it to everything, and just going all in. And that's just not true. And I want to talk about that today because I know you are listening. You are the type of person who you want to be better. You want to check the box. Like you're letting me get an A plus. Like I want to show up and be the best I can be. And maybe for you, intuitive eating feels not tangible, but I want to show you today that there is a way that you can have that structure without being rigid, without having the all or nothing mindset. And if you're new here, welcome. Our mission is to empower women to overcome their need to measure success by the numbers and really start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We do this through heart-centered, evidence-based, one-on-one and group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. Today, I want to give you three ways that you can have structure with flexibility this week to help you avoid the all-or-nothing mindset so you can feel good and actually make progress towards your goals. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. The first tip I want to share with you, and this actually came out of last week in our small group, intuitive eating coaching group. We meet every month, a group of all my clients, former clients. We meet for like a small group discussion every month, and it is chef's kiss. But we talked a lot about identifying your priorities and your values around your health. And I know that sounds like so up in the air, but the other day I sat down, as a side note, I got a DEXA scan and a resting metabolic rate. There's this testing lab here in Indianapolis that I got the opportunity to go through some of those testings. And the man running the test asked me, like, what are your goals? And I was kind of taken aback for a second. And it made even me realize, wow, I need to sit down and get some clarity on this for myself, because I have been in such a season of, you know, the first year of motherhood, just trying to survive, to be honest, and just feel stronger and kind of just doing the best that I can without having real tangible goals. And it got me excited to recognize, oh no, I am in a space now where I can reprioritize. And I really encourage you, anytime that you do have some sort of transition or life change or something shifts in your life, that is often a great opportunity to go back and revisit and sit down. And maybe it's pen to paper. Maybe it's just, you know, going for a walk, you're driving, you're clearing your head kind of without the music, without the noise, to just sit there and think, what are my priorities? What's important to me right now, specifically when it comes to your health? And what this does is this allows you to decide Like think how you've got plates spinning or you're juggling all these balls, all these different things. It allows you to decide what of those balls, what of those plates are glass. I cannot drop them. They will shatter. It will ruin everything. People will get hurt. They'll step on them. And which ones are plastic? It's like, they'll bounce, whatever. I can buy new ones. It's not a big deal. This practice, this identification of priorities, of values, it is so different for everyone. And this is why it's so important that you identify what is important to you. For example, I have a client right now. Her name is, we'll call her Mary. Mary has identified that movement is really important to her. She recognizes how it, you know, fuels her, how it just, it's the catalyst for a lot of other health behaviors in her life. And she is executive level, works a really stressful job. And she's also identified some movement is important when it comes to her health and time. She's got young kids. She, like I said, is busy, as we all are. And so those two things are really like, that's really important to her in this season of life, which leads me to my tip number two. Tip number two is to decide your non-negotiables and what is the minimally effective dose for those non-negotiables. Let me explain. So let's go back to the Mary example. Mary has identified that movement is really important to her and she's no longer focused on weight loss. So she recognizes, hey, I can get the benefits of movement with a short amount of time that's going to really honor both of those priorities. So for her, structure with flexibility in her workout plan looks like training one time a week, going hard, having some intention, having some accountability with me. I'm actually her trainer now as well. She was a nutrition client and now we do personal training together locally in Indianapolis. And don't ever call me like Jillian Michaels, but I definitely am tough love trainer, but like someone gave me that, or they called me that, like, oh, you're so awesome, like Jillian Michaels. I was like, please never call me that again, because that's a whole other side note, but I will push you. Like if you're in my class or, you know, I'm training you one-on-one, like I will push you because I see your potential, because I see your strength. And I know that what happens in the gym can carry, you know, again, that catalyst for so many other areas of your life. So we're working out together once per week. Then two other times she's doing strength of some sort because that again aligns with her goals. And the rest of the day, so that's 1, 2, 3 out of 7. The rest of the days, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's just we kind of leave those days to be flexible because she knows she's getting the 3 in and that feels right to her. Now, maybe your non-negotiable right now needs to be sleep. That might mean, okay, I've identified that's my priority. I need to skip a morning workout. I have to earn my right to work out. I can't work out unless I get enough sleep. Or maybe it means buying convenience items, you know, buying the sous vide egg bites. I have a lot of clients who get excited about those. Instead of making, you know, something ahead, like whatever you have on hand that you can then quickly grab and go, which allows you to snooze a little bit longer in the morning, not spend as much prep time. And that's okay. Maybe, you know, your non-negotiable is, okay, I want to cook more at home. And so your minimally effective dose for that, your kind of structure within that is I'm going to plan at least 3 dinners at home this week. The last tip I want to leave you with is focus on ranges that you can add. Challenge your thinking to focus on what can I add that's going to get me closer to this goal versus what can I remove? So for example, maybe it's I'm going to aim to add 1 to 3 servings of fruits today instead of I'm not eating any sugar. Because if we can have some tangible, you know, things that help us give that structure, we can leave the wiggle room, the flexibility, the gray area. It's going to be so much more sustainable. And you and I both know that sustainability is everything. If you can be more consistent over time, long term, you're going to be much more likely to see results, to, you know, achieve X, Y, Z, whatever it is that you're looking for long term, because the bigger picture, that's really what matters, right? I hope you find this episode helpful. And if you want to get started on your journey, we do have an intuitive eating coaching program that is customized to you so you can learn how to eat intuitively and implement the principles in a tangible way that works for you. Just this week, I met with a client we'll call her Erin. She had read the book. She listened to all the podcasts, but she struggled to actually put it into action. After just 3 weeks of going through our program and working together, it started to click and she was able to stop eating when she was full. But really the best part was that she finally felt in control with all the leftover birthday treats in her house, which allowed her the brain space and the energy to focus while working from home, which then allowed her to spend more, not just time with her kids, but like present time. Like she was there. You know what I mean? And I think more energy to focus on the things that really matter. Like that's what you really want, isn't it? Cause I know that's what I do. Send me a DM with your biggest takeaway from today's episode and we'll talk next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.